Hey, Sam. It's Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, are you driving or do you have a pen handy?
I got a pen handy.
Okay, great. So I've got access to your file, and I'm gonna walk through it. And by the way, just so you know, I understand what your goals are, and I'm aligned with your goals. And by that I mean your goal is to get a piece of equipment. I'm sure you realize that I make my living off getting you financing for this equipment, so I'll do everything in my power to get you the loan. You understand that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're on the same team. So as I said, with a lot of the way these programs work is that if you have the stronger the credit is, the less questions are asked. 700 is kind of a number that's thrown out there for a lot of different programs. So let's kind of go through this and kind of tell you what the credit reports were. I sent you a copy of your credit report, correct?
Yeah, because I haven't done it. Like, we did it 2 days ago, and her credit report showed up over 700.
Okay. No, but
At
you
least
said.
that's that,
Go
at
ahead.
least that what the you know that's what the you know we got a car financed with 3.9%. That's
Okay. Sam,
you know.
I'm having a hard time hearing you for some reason it gets disconnected. I'll call you back, okay? Okay. So let's go over this. And I can understand the frustration, by the way. So when our credit department pulled your credit, it was a 657. You got a copy of that report, correct? Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the underwriters will look at both credit reports. When they pulled her credit, it was in the in the it was a 603. Now there's a few things. Maybe there's a few collections that were on her credit. Maybe they weren't on her credit when they pulled. I'm not sure. I can always re-pull her credit, but I think here's kind of the meat and potatoes of the file. Car financing is nothing that is equivalent to business equipment financing. The reason is it's just a completely different product. There are tons of customers that come to me and could get a million car loans and couldn't get a business loan. It's just a very different product, different collateral, different risk factors, and it's not manufacturer-based financing. So I guess here's my thought, and let me run some ideas by you, and let's kind of keep hopefully the conversation open and get you where you need to go. We can't look at just one individual. So a car loan is a consumer loan. So many finance companies, they're just going to pick out the highest signer. They're going to say, well, you have a 700 and you have a 600 and you have a 500. They're going to have the person who has a 700 sign because it's a consumer loan. With a business loan, these loans don't go under business credit. And besides a few working capital programs that only require 50% ownership, the vast majority of programs require 100% ownership to sign. The only exception being if someone owns like 10% under 10%. So if you have an owner, you have a lot of owners and one person loans less than 10%, then often they'll make them not sign. In your case, it's 50-50, so we look both at you. I guess, do you want me to reprocess her credit? I mean, I'm here to explore options for you. I don't want to pull her credit unnecessarily. But at the end of the day, the score that we pulled was wildly, wildly different off. We pull Experian, by the way.
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay. I mean, here are my thoughts, and I guess let's kind of go through the CNC and kind of walk me through these numbers again. If you get this CNC, how much does this thing save you on a monthly basis? Or what's I know like you're itching to pull the trigger, which I'm trying to help. I want to get it done for you. How much does the CNC save you on a monthly basis?
Well, just right now, the stuff that I have gave me trouble. It makes me lost a lot of money. Made me lost just in repairs, one time. You know, it made me lost.
Hey, Sam, I'm going to call you right back. I can't hear what you're saying. I'm going to call you back in 10 seconds. I'm just going to hang up and call you right back.
Let me give you my office number.
Okay, what's your office number?
It's 909.
909.
Yeah. 429.
Okay.
Give me one second. 429 4087.
4087.
Yeah, that would be better.
All right, I'll call you right back. Bye-bye.